Chris Rock has spent 20 years near the top of the comedy pyramid. He sells out shows across the country, he's done movies and HBO specials, he's even hosted the Oscars. Now, he's making his Broadway debut. Rock is known for his profanity, so no surprise. Are we ready with a bleep, Brian?
Yes, sir.
The play is called The Mother with the Hat.
Known for my profanity? You say that like I like there's profanity that I've invented.
Oh, you don't
so
invent it,
would
but
not
you
be,
use
it would not be my profanity.
No.
This would
you
be
employ
somebody
it?
Else's
you
profanity.
You employ it in your this routines, no?
W.C. Fields' profanity and Red Fox's profanity.
In any case, the play is a five-person ensemble that deals with addiction, friendship, and betrayal in New York City. Rock joined us from New York to discuss his latest project. Welcome.
Thanks for having me, Ari.
So why pick a play that's so difficult to talk about the title on the air without a bleep?
You know, it's weird. I didn't pick the play for the title. To tell you the truth, I just assumed they would change the title.
Really?
I didn't think it would get this far.
Do you remember the first time you saw theater or the first Broadway play that you saw?
What is the first Broadway play I saw? Man, my mother used to take me to the Negro Ensemble Company.
Did the theater have a big impact on you as a kid?
Everything in show business had a big impact on me. So, yes, it did have an impact on me. And I got into stand-up because probably that was the easiest part of show business for me to get into.
But it surprises me that you went to the theater a lot as a kid, got into stand-up, did really well at it, and then it took you 20 years to do your first play.
This is the first script in 20 years I've been offered that was right for me. You know, because sometimes people offer you plays, they offer you parts, but they only offer it to me because I'm famous.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay, he'll bring in people, but even I know I'm not right for it.
So there's been a lot of that, you know, Denzel Washington on Broadway, Julia Roberts on Broadway. How do you get beyond that with this play?
The thing with this is, it's a new play. So I think the play is ultimately going to be bigger than me.
Was there a moment in your life that you thought, I really want to be an actor, I really want to be on stage?
Here's what I knew about doing a play. I knew it would make me a better actor. I mean, in a weird way, it's like I was shoved into like this great graduate school.
Why does a play do that more than a movie?
Because you can fake a movie. You know what I mean? Movies have takes. But plays are like life. You don't really get takes.
Why at this point in your life did you want that challenge?
You know, I have a family. My kids are in school, you know. Lola's in third, Zara's in first. So, yeah, I didn't want to go anywhere. I just want my kids to know me. How's that?
Yeah.
You know, I like doing stand-up, but, you know, you have to travel. And didn't want to go on the road. Read a good play and said, you know what? Let's do this.
When you say it's a good play, it's substantive. This is not a frothy comedy.
No, it's not a frothy comedy at all. No. I haven't done something like this since I did, like, New Jack City. That's probably 20 years ago, where I was a crack addict. Now I'm an older drug counselor.
How much did you know about AA before you started doing this role?
I'm a comedian. I don't know if studies have been done, but I would say 40% of comedians are in some form of recovery.
Or they're headed there.
I mean, we work in bars, you know what I mean? So, they give us free drinks at a young age, and we kind of get hooked. So I know a ton of guys in AA and NA, and comedians are very addictive people.
I assume that stand-up no longer makes you nervous. Does this play make you nervous?
Stand-up still makes me nervous,
really?
And the play makes me nervous. No, here's the nicest compliment I ever got was from Conan O'Brien, actually. I did the show, and it went well. And he said, you know what I like about you? You're still smart enough to be scared. He said a lot of guys come, big-name comics, and they're overly confident, and they bomb. He said, I got to dig them out of the hole they put themselves in. So anything you can suck at should make you nervous. One should always be cognizant of how bad it could go.
Okay, well, this reminds me of a clip that I want to play for you. This was something you said for a project called The Blacklist.
True equality is the equality to suck like the white man. That's really Martin Luther King's dream coming true, is guys sucking.
So by that standard, would a terrible review of this play be victory?
No. By that standard, Barack Obama, arguably one of the greatest speakers of the last 40 years, is the first black president. when we have a black president with a speech impediment, that's the real progress. It's like, oh, this guy, of course he's president. See what I'm saying?
But we're not there yet, you think?
We're not there yet.
You said in that same interview that you're waiting to see the black Barbara Streisand.
Yeah, I would love, I wish some of our actresses got more involved in the writing process and the producing process. I think there's a lot of smart women out there.
Does some of this come from having daughters?
Some of it comes from having daughters and just wanting to work. It's like, dude, I got a GED. I've written about 6 movies. So I see all these great college-educated actresses. It's like, dude, write a script.
So I have to ask.
Sure.
You have these 2 young daughters.
Yes.
Their father is making his Broadway debut.
Right.
In a play that is so full of graphic descriptions, swearing, sex, drugs. Are they going to come see your opening night?
They are not going to see my opening night.
Are they ever going to see the play?
I don't know. You know, put it this way. I'm never going to plan on bringing them. But who knows? Who knows if my wife breaks her toe or something and I got the kids in the theater? I don't know what's going to happen.
Do you let them watch your stand-up?
No, they have not watched my stand-up. But there's tons of stuff to watch me on. You know, I'm the zebra in Madagascar. There's more than enough stuff for my kids to see.
For your 2 young girls, their dad is the guy who's the zebra on Madagascar.
I'm the zebra. When I was a kid, I used to love Goofy. Now I am Goofy.
Chris Rock, the comedian, is also the star of the new Broadway play, ready with the bleep again? The Mother with the Hat. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
You're listening to Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Ari Shapiro.
And I'm Renee Montaigne.